सादि भूतादि दैवं मां सादि यज्ञं च ये विदुः प्रयाणकाले अपि च मां ते विदुर्युक्त चेतसः. सो हियर कृष्णा इज स्पीकिंग टू अर्जुना. द कंक्लूजन ऑफ दिस चैप्टर देयरिन ही स्टेट्स द पर्पस एंड परफेक्शन ऑफ एवरीथिंग rests in him. It is Krishna who is the spiritual essence of everything. If not for Krishna, then everything else will be empty, pointless. That is not a very easy message to digest. But Krishna is urging for the digestion of this message by stressing it repeatedly. At the start of the next chapter, that's the 8th chapter, Arjuna will immediately ask what these specific terms mean. So, Adibhuta, Adidaivam. So, Adibhuta, Adiyagya, and Adidaiva. What do these terms mean? And we will discuss the technicalities of these terms when we come to that chapter. But right now, let's understand this in the context of the chapter. The 7th chapter started with Vinyasattvana Partha Yogam Yunyan Madashriya Samshayam Samagram Mam Yathagyam Sasitashrunu. Maya Sattamana Partha. Krishna says, thus your mind will become attached to me. How? Yogam Yunjan Madashayaha. By practicing yoga, by taking shelter of me, Asamshayam Samagram Mam Yathagyam Sasi. And you will come to know me free from all doubts, tachrunu. Know about this. So, know, hear this, tachrunu. So, what Krishna tells in this chapter will initiate and propel the process by which Madashrayaha, Yogam Yunjan, Maya Sattamanaha, all this will take place. The mind will become attached to Krishna, one will take shelter of Krishna, one will practice yoga in relationship with him. That is Bhakti Yoga. And that will begin with Yathagyasthasi. One will know him, Asamshayam Samagramma, and one will become free from doubts. So, if you consider in the light of the first verse what the Gita is going to speak in that chapter, and then we consider this last verse, 7.30, we will recognize the cyclic connection between the verses, and we will realize that actually there is nothing as important, as defining, as consequential as the practice of bhakti with an understanding that Krishna is the be-all and the end-all. Krishna has said that specifically in Vasudeva Sarvamiti, that Vasudeva is everything. And one who understands this, since 7.19, that such a person is Jnanavan. Such a person is truly wise, truly knowledgeable. So now the question comes up, that such a person is truly wise, truly knowledgeable, then Krishna also said before that in 7.17 that among the different kinds of people who come to him, Sistesham Gyani Nitya Yukta Eka Bhaktir Vishishyate Priyohi Gyani Nautyartham Aham Sabjama Priyaha. That among them, the Jnani is the Betesham Jnani Nitya Yukta. The Gyani is well engaged in relationship with me. Eka Bhaktir Vishishyate is fixed in the practice of Bhakti. Priyo Hi Gyani No Atyartham. The Gyani is extremely dear to me. Ahamsa Chamama Priyaha. And I am also very dear to him. Now, what is the implication of Vasudeva Sarvamiti? What is it that the Gyani, who becomes Gyanavan, as mentioned in 7.19, what is the understanding? Krishna has stressed his spiritual transcendental position earlier. And further, he stresses in this verse, an elaboration in a particular framework of what that means. So, Saadhi Bhutadhi Daivam Maam Saadhi Yajnam Chaye Viduhun. Krishna says that the person who understands me to be the Adhibhuta, who understands Saadhi Bhutadhi Daivam Maam Maam, one who understands me to be the Adhi Yajnam, Adhi Yajnam Chamam Viduhun, Adhibhutam. So, Saadhi Bhutadhi Daivam Maam Saadhi Yajnam Chaye Viduhun. So one who understands me to be the Adibhuta, the Adidaiva and the Adiyajna, such a person. Now if you see, Krishna is dropping terms here without explaining those terms. And that may lead to the question, what exactly is happening here? Why is Krishna dropping terms like this? And what does it imply in a practical sense? He is dropping terms like this. Sometimes the teacher may just speak something which is most likely going to be incomprehensible for a student, and the purpose is to help, is to check the attentiveness and the interest of the hearer. Is the person likely to, is person going to raise a question, which is what the person should do if the person is interested and attentive? Hey, what do these terms mean? Especially if the person doesn't know the terms and wants to know whatever the speaker is speaking, then the questions should be raised. But sometimes dropping something unfamiliar is a way of checking the attentiveness and the sharpness of the person. Now if we move on words and we check how to deal with things, we'll see that Arjuna will immediately raise the question. And Arjuna, in that sense, proves to be a demonstrates how he is a attentive and interested student. Next chapter, first two verses are themselves questions. And Krishna will explain these terms briefly in the next chapter. But along with that, another important point to consider is that Krishna is hearing demonstrating the fundamental principle that when Krishna is be all and end all, that is not just a vague amorphous concept, but that's a concept which can be understood through different philosophical frameworks. And further, another concept that Krishna introduces in this verse is that prayana kale kichamam te vidur yukta chetasaha. Such person with their consciousness being engaged in yoga, with their consciousness being yukta, such people can prayana kale kichamam te vidur. Even at the moment of death, they will be conscious of me. Now, this is the second explicit reference to death in the Bhagavad Gita. Not second in terms of that has been talked about several times, but the consciousness at the time of death, that's the second reference over here. The first was in the last verse of the second chapter, in 2.72, Esha te brahmi sati partha nainam prapya vimuhyati sattva asyam antakalepi brahma nirvana vichyati. So sattva asyam antakalepi, one who is situated thus, sattva asyam, such a person can attain perfection. So this is the way of God, this is the consciousness, this is the state of Brahman consciousness, Esha te brahmi sati partha. And one who is situated, nainam prapya vimuhyati, one who is situated like this will not be deluded. And sitva asyam antakalepi, if one is situated like this, then brahma nirvanam richyati, one will attain the Brahman. And here Krishna is saying that prayana kale, if one understands me thus, then prayana kale pichamam, if one understands me to be adibhuta, adidaiva, adiyagya, then even at the time of death, one will be properly situated, one will mean proper consciousness. That means Krishna is prefacing here or giving a prelude of the concept of remembering him at the time of death, how that leads to perfection, which he'll be talking later. He mentions it briefly here. And Arjuna will ask a question about that also in the next chapter, which we'll discuss when we move to the next chapter. Thank you.